You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. From time to time, we get the opportunity to find out how stories we've aired on WQCS make a difference in our community. Today, we'll do just that, and what a wonderful thing it is.
How are you?
Hey, Tina, how you doing there?
We're ready.
I love it. It's so cute.
Sewell's Point on Saturday will become home to an official Little Free Library. It's an international effort for communities to share books, and it was featured on public radio.
I said, oh my gosh, I heard this story. It's so fabulous. And everybody in the community was like, okay, Karen, sounds great.
Karen Jansen is a member of the community's cultural committee. She and other committee members unload the Little Free Library to be installed. It resembles a birdhouse, large enough to hold maybe a dozen or so books.
It is little. It's like a little baby house, and ours was actually based on the historic Henry Sewell House, which is now located in Indian Riverside Park. But basically what it's there for is for people to put in their favorite books, children's books, adults' books, anything that they love to read. And anybody can come in here and take one out, and if they liked it, put something else back in that they enjoyed reading.
The little library reflects community spirit and was constructed by community member Russell Robertshaw.
It's all screwed and glued together with stainless. It's not a piece of anything that can rot in there that I know of. And it should last a lot of time, but it came out real good, and I was happy to do it for the community.
And it's going to keep the books nice and dry.
Matter of fact, if you look inside, you see the floor has even got strips on it. So if any water gets in, it'll lay on the strips so that it can't get wet.
Robert Shaw admits he's not much of a reader, but does suspect his wife will share a book or two. Sewell's Point Mayor Tom Bausch says he's excited to help the town become a part of the Little Free Library program.
You know, we live in this world of technology where, you know, people just get sort of isolated because they're all looking at their BlackBerry or their iPad or their iPhone. And here, now we give you an opportunity to sit down and read a book.
There's a water in there.
And where better to read one of these books than in a park? The groups gathered to install the Little Free Library in Sewell's Point Park, right across from the town hall. It provides a quiet place to sit by the river. As we mentioned earlier, this is a global effort, as Karen Jansen, who spearheaded this project, discovered.
In Montana last summer, it's not registered because I went to look for it, but here in the middle of the woods, like 2 miles into a hike, there was like this little house with books in it.
This particular project is an official part of the global effort. Tina Chekadowski, a lieutenant with the Sewell's Point Police Department, helped with the registration.
So it's kind of neat to be a part of that whole global type of thing, that it's not like just a little local thing, that you can go anywhere. And you'll, you know, if you do a little bit of research online, they show they're in people's homes, they're in parks, you know, schools. I mean, they're everywhere and in places you'd expect to find them and not expect.
The Little Free Library will be officially dedicated at 9 o'clock Saturday morning. Again, that's at Sewell's Point Park. You can see a picture of it on our website, WQCS.org. We'll also have a link to the official Little Free Library site. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.